North Carolina Republican leaders are calling on Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to give parents the option of choosing full-time in-person classes in public schools. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
In July, Cooper announced that public schools would be allowed to open either in-person at limited capacity or with remote instruction. With the coronavirus pandemic still raging, most districts chose the all-remote approach. Now, Republicans are making an election issue out of it. State Senate leader Phil Berger says students are suffering.
No reasonable person observing what's going on would say the state of North Carolina is meeting its constitutional duty to provide these kids with a sound basic education. Governor Cooper created this problem, and he needs to fix it.
Berger says teachers unwilling or unable to return in person could be assigned to online-only classes. Joining Berger at a press conference were parents and statewide Republican candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who's running against Cooper in the November election. Forrest called the governor's reopening plan a failure. He says North Carolina should follow the lead of public and private schools nationwide that have already reopened. A spokesman for Cooper called the press conference a, quote, political splash and said reopening without adequate safety precautions would put children at risk. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.